But with what she's been reading, we welcome Katrina Ferguson. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Things We Do to Our Friends is by Heather Darwent. Is it a novel or is it a self-help book or what?
Look, if it's a self-help book, then we're all in trouble, I have to say. It's a very dark, twisted psychological thriller. And it's Heather Darwent's debut novel, and it really kind of goes deep into the dark side of friendship and the way that individuals manipulate each other to kind of meet their own needs. So very much emphasis on the word dark there, I think. The central character is Claire, and as the novel opens, she's reflecting back on her life as a student in Edinburgh. She starts university full of hope, anticipating that she'll have the opportunity to reinvent herself, sidestep existing expectations and preconceptions of who she is, begin again with a clean slate. Hints are dropped about why she feels the need to do this, what's happened in her past. There's clearly something shady that she's escaping from. But despite her initial enthusiasm for university life, she finds it hard to fit in with the bustle. Everybody seems to know everybody else. She can't find her place in the social hierarchy, and she's not at all at ease in her own skin until there's a bit of a shift and she starts to connect with some of her fellow students, particularly the mesmerizing Tabitha, who's beautiful and charismatic, seems to sense Claire's vulnerability, takes her under her wing, and absorbs her into her wider friendship group. And although she's a little uneasy about her place in that group, Claire can't stay away from them. They're so kind of gorgeous and stunning. She describes them as a drug that builds in effectiveness as it accumulates in the bloodstream. So as the novel progresses, it becomes very clear that Queen Bee Tabitha has plans for Claire. They're a little bit mysterious to start with, but as they're slowly revealed, Claire's unease grows, particularly as it brings back to her some strong and really dark memories from her past. And I think that one of the strengths of the novel was in its sharp pacing, that slow build around Tabitha's scheme, the gradual reveal of Claire's backstory, and then that kind of is contrasted with what happens when all the plans are put in place and the pace starts to pick up. And one other element that really stood out to me was the way that Heather Darwent plays with the normal parameters of the moral universe in which crime books operate. I think that questions of morality and judgment are woven throughout the book, and it raises some really interesting issues around who gets to decide what justice is. And then that's reflected in the ending too. I think it really challenges our preconceived ideas about fairness and culpability and retribution. So I found the conclusion really satisfying, but I think for some it might leave more questions than answers because it doesn't fit, doesn't conform to what you would expect, I think, from a traditional crime novel.
So overall, recommending or with some hesitations?
Well, look, I think if you are drawn towards a kind of dark psychological thriller, then I would recommend it. I think it is really satisfying. I really also like the way it lent to that kind of traditional gothic horror style of books. It's quite common in Scottish literature. The novel, you know, I mentioned it's set in Edinburgh. And I think it also is very, very well structured. And I think the way that it goes deep into what is below the surface in terms of relationships and friendships, it handles all of that really well.
Thank you very much for the review. Katrina Ferguson has read The Things We Do to Our Friends by Heather Darwent.